You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Wichita's Haymakers have a new album called Live at Art Church, which was recorded live in Iowa. The band's Dustin Arbuckle and Tom Page recently spoke with KMUW's Jed Bodwin about the record.
I wanted to talk about a song on the new record that you wrote, Tom, which is Lights Along Broadway.
It's a tribute to veterans that I've known and loved, and that we've known and loved. Both of us are sons of Vietnam veterans.
Danny came back from Iraq, a crack in his back, powerful pain.
He was having a taco over at what is now El Patio at Central and Topeka. And you may notice there's a big red six in the parking lot there. At one time, that was Bill's Big Six Burgers. And Bill was a Bataan Death March survivor. It had kind of a shrine to his group of veteran buddies in there. And anyway, he would talk about it. If you asked him questions, he would tell you all kinds of things. And Bill was this colorful character, and I was thinking about him, and that kind of just took me down the explosion of memory material on various veterans. And so I created a kind of a conglomeration of modern guys who I went to high school with, college with, who were in the Iraqi conflicts, and then jumped back a notch and made a composite of various Vietnam veterans that I'd been around.
Remind me of Christmas somehow. It's too bad you're not around.
This is Tom's song. I didn't write it. I think we've talked about it, and I think my dad was part of that conglomeration of Vietnam vets. Yeah, I mean, I remember all the heavy stuff, all the heavy conversations with my dad. He would talk about it, but then he wouldn't want to. It didn't take very long after I was pretty young to not want to ask about it because I could see what it did to him.
And from that song, we go into a piece that's different in mood and in virtually everything else, which is Hiram's Reel.
When my son Hiram was probably about a year old, and he was just starting to get up and try to walk. You know, they talk about kind of trying to surf along the couch and stuff like that. He was, you know, keep his hands up on the couch or the chairs and kind of edge along and steady himself. And he was doing that, and it was like a Sunday afternoon or something, and I had one of my harmonicas out, and I just started playing this little melody for him. He really enjoyed it. He was having a lot of fun with himself learning to try to walk and grow and everything, and getting a little soundtrack done personally for him. I don't know, just watching him trying to grow and trying to develop, and the wonder of a kid at that age, just with every new step, is so real. It's so palpable, and it was pretty inspiring that day. And it's a really simple melody, but it was a fun, you know, kind of simple fiddle tune, kind of a vibe almost. And then we practiced a few nights later, and I showed it to the guys that I had this little riff, and we built the tune around it pretty quickly and easily. It was fun. It came together really nicely. And
I think so. I think, you know, I feel like the chords came out easy, and then the only real change from what you had was to Dr. Foley kind of suggested what we call the pirate part now.
The pirate part, yeah.
Which is where the, you know, Hiram storms the kitchen.
Yeah, where Hiram storms the kitchen, and the bass just goes boom. Bum, bum.
Yar.
Yar.